Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 25th. Happy Saturday. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 3 and we'll be talking about the defeat of Og, king of Bashan, the division of the land when they go into the land of promise, and then Moses being forbidden to enter. Deuteronomy chapter 3. Defeat of Og, king of Bashan. Next we turned and went up along the road toward Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, with his whole army, marched out to meet us in battle at Edrei. The Lord said to me, "Do not be afraid of him, for I have delivered him into your hands, along with his whole army and his land. Do to him what you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon." So the Lord our God also gave into our hands Og, king of Bashan, and all his army. We struck them down, leaving no survivors. At that time we took all his cities. There were not one of the 60 cities that we did not take from them. The whole region of Argob, Og's kingdom in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls and gates and bars, and there were also a great many unwalled villages. We completely destroyed them, as we had done with Sihon, king of Heshbon, destroying every city, men, women, and children. But all the livestock and the plunder from their cities we carried off for ourselves. So at that time we took from these two kings of the Amorites the territory east of the Jordan, from the Arnon Gorge as far as Mount Hermon. Hermon is called Syrian by the Sidonians. The Amorites call it Seir. We took all the towns of the plateau and all Gilead and all Bashan as far as Saleka and Edrei, towns of Og's kingdom in Bashan. Og, king of Bashan, was the last of the Rephaites. His bed was decorated with iron and was more than 9 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. It is still in Rabbath of the Ammonites. Of the land that we took over at that time, I gave the Reubenites and the Gadites the territory north of Aroer by the Arnon Gorge, including half of the hill country of Gilead, together with its towns. The rest of Gilead, and also all of Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh. The whole region of Argob in Bashan used to be known as the land of the Rephaites. Jar, the descendant of Manasseh, took the whole region of Argob as far as the border of the Gershurites and the Maacathites. It was named after him, so that to this day Bashan is now called Havoth Jar. And I gave Gilead to Machir, but to the Reubenites and the Gadites I gave the territory extending from Gilead down to the Arnon Gorge, the middle of the gorge being the border, and out to the Jabbok River, which is the border of the Ammonites. Its western border was the Jordan in the Arabah, from Kinnereth to the Sea of the Arabah, that is, the Dead Sea, below the slopes of Pisgah. I commanded you at that time, "The Lord your God has given you this land to take possession of it, but all your able-bodied men, armed for battle, must cross over ahead of the other Israelites. However, your wives, your children, and your livestock, I know you have much livestock, may stay in the towns I have given you until the Lord gives rest to your fellow Israelites as he has to you. And they too have taken over the land that the Lord your God is giving them across the Jordan. After that, each of you may go back to the possession I have given you." At that time, I commanded Joshua, "You have seen with your own eyes all the Lord your God has done to these kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you." at that time, I pleaded with the Lord, Sovereign Lord, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the deeds and mighty works you do? Let me go over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, that fine hill country and Lebanon. But because of you, the Lord was angry with me and would not listen to me. That is enough, the Lord said. Do not speak to me any more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and look west and north and south and east. Look at the land with your own eyes, since you are not going to cross this Jordan. But commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land that you will see. So we stayed in the valley near Beth Peor. Thank you for listening along on this Saturday. I hope you have a wonderful day. This is a tough passage, but I want to land on something that my professor, Dr. Paul House, says in the Old Testament theology. He says, what has become clear is that Israel has no power in itself to take the land. Every victory they have enjoyed has been God's gift to them. And I believe that to be true about our lives as well. Every victory that we enjoy is at the Lord's hand. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for this day where we can celebrate your goodness to us. We worship you because of your mighty hand. We thank you, Lord, for being a great deliverer. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to provide for us so that we can be a blessing to others. Lord, we are saddened by this fact that Moses couldn't enter the land. We're reminded of our own sinful hearts. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to direct our steps so that we don't miss out on the blessings. Thank you, Lord, for every victory that you have given us. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.